Welcome to Zichru Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today we're Masechet Shabbos Daf Gimel. So the three points we're going to focus on. Number one is only liable to bring a chatas for doing a malacha if he performed it single-handedly. Two people that perform a malacha together are exempt from bringing a chatas. And Rabbi learns this from the pasuk of V'nefesh achas techta b'shkagah mima aretz, and if an individual from among the people of the land shall sin unintentionally, ba'sosa achas misas Hashem ashoot ha'asena, by committing one of the commandments of Hashem that may not be done. Rebbe teaches the word ba'asosa by committing as a contraction of the words ba'asos osa, by committing it, the misdeed, which implies that one must do the complete act to be liable. That's according to Tosfos. Point number two, Rebbe asks Rebbe what the law is in a case where one's friend loaded upon him food and drink in a private domain, and then the one with the load walked out into the public domain. Is lifting his body to begin walking, Akira's gufo, considered as he've lifted the object from its place, in Akira's chavitz or not? Rebbe answered that it is considered an act of lifting the object. It's considered an act of Akira of the object. Why? Since the body is considered in a state of resting on the ground, and the person would be liable to bring a chatas. This is different than a hand that isn't considered in a resting state on the ground. Point number three, Abai stated that it was clear to him from the Mishnah the hand is not considered totally drawn to the body to the point that it's regarded as being in the same domain as the body. Because if it was, then the poor person standing in the Rishus of Rabim would have given his hand the status of Rishus of Rabim, and the homeowner would have been liable the moment he placed the object in the poor person's hand, because it would be transferring from Rishus of Yachin to Rishus of Rabim. So Abai then asked, maybe the rabbi should penalize someone for extending his laden hand into another Rishus by giving the hand the status of a Carmelis, thereby forbidding him to retract it from that Rishus. So this question then becomes the focus of the remainder of the daf. All right, so let's review. Point number one is only liable to bring a chatas for doing a malacha if he performed it single-handedly. Two people that perform a malacha together are exempt from bringing a chatas. Rebbe learns it from the words ba'asosa as a contraction of the words ba'asos osa, by committing it, the mystic, which implies that one must do the complete act to be liable. Number two, Rav asked Rebbe what the law is in the case where one's friend loaded upon him food and drink in a Rishus Yachid, and then the one with the load walked down to the Rishus of Rabim. He wants to know, is lifting his body to begin walking, Akira's gufo, considered as he'd lifted the object from its place in Akira's chavitz or not? And Rabbi answered that it is considered an act of lifting an object. It is an act in Akira, since the body is considered in a state of resting on the ground, and the person therefore would be liable to bring a chatas. This is different than a hand that isn't considered in a resting state on the ground. And point number three, Abai stated that it was clear to him from the Mishnah, the hand is not considered totally drawn to the body to the point that it's regarded as being in the same Rishus as the body, because if it was, then the poor person standing in the Rishus of Rabim would have given his hand the status of Rishus of Rabim, and the homeowner would have been liable the moment he placed the object in the poor person's hand. So then Abai then wants to know, maybe the rabbis penalized someone for extending his laden hand, carrying something, into another Rishus by giving the hand the status of a Carmelis, which would forbid him to retract it. So this question becomes the focus of the remainder of the daf. All right, so now we go to our simon. So the simon for daf gimel is camel. So here we go. The camel driver who single-handedly carried the water that was loaded up on his back into the public domain for his camels made the mistake of sticking his hands full of camel treats into a different domain and was told he might not be able to retract them. Once again, in slow motion, the camel driver reminding us we're on daf gimel. The camel driver who single-handedly reminds us that one is only liable to bring a chatas for doing a malacha if he performed it single-handedly. Two people that perform a malacha together are exempt from bringing a chatas. And Rebbe learns it from the word ba'asosa as a contraction of the words ba'asos osa, by committing it, the mystic, which implies that one must do the complete act of the malacha to be liable. So the camel driver who single-handedly carried the water that was loaded up on his back into the public domain, that reminds us that Rav asked Rebbe, what is the law in the case where one's friend loaded up upon him food and drink in a Rishus of Yachin, and then the one with the load walked out into the Rishus of Rabim, is lifting his body to begin walking, which is Akira's gufo, considered as if he lifted the object from his place, which is Akira's chavitz or not? And Rebbe answered that it is considered an act of lifting up an object in Akira, since the body is considered in a state of resting on the ground, and the person would be liable to bring a chatas. This is different than a hand that isn't considered in a resting state on the ground. So he was loaded up on his back in the public domain for his camels, made the mistake of sticking his hands full of camel treats into a different domain, and was told he may not be able to retract them. And we said that Abai said that it's clear that the hand isn't always considered in the same rishus as the body, and therefore he asked the question that maybe the rabbi should penalize someone for extending his laden hands into another rishus by giving the hands the status of a Carmelis, thereby forbidding him to retract his hands. And this question becomes the focus for the remainder of the daf. So once again, the camel driver who single-handedly carried the water that was loaded up on his back into the public domain for his camels made the mistake of sticking his hands full of camel treats into a different domain and was told he might not be able to retract them. All right, so now we're going to go to our pop quiz. Typically, we have 10 questions of pop quiz. At this point, we're going to have 6 questions from the first 2 dapim. I am going to be doing pop quizzes for the remainder of Maseches Brachos. You know how to get to those. But at this point, we're going to focus on Maseches Shabbos and these questions. Here we go. Question number 1. Which daf do we have the question whether Akira's Gufo is considered an Akira's Chavis? The person loaded up and then beginning to walk, is that considered an Akira's Chavis? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Number 2. Where do we learn which daf that midaraisa one needs to do the Akira Bahanacha? That's on daf? Daf Beis. Good. Number 3. Where do we have the question whether a hand should be considered a karmelis and therefore a person shouldn't be able to retract it if he sticks it into another rishus? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. Question number 4. Where do we have that Rav Ashi taught that the term hotzah also refers to achnasa, to bringing in? That's on daf? Base. Good. Number 5. Where do we learn that one is only liable for a malacha if it's done single-handedly? That's on daf? Gimel. Good. And question number 6. Where do we have Rav's pshat, the yitzias in the Mishnah is referring to reshuyas, to domains? That's on daf? Base. Excellent. All right. So now, of course, not a lot of material here, but it's going to add up pretty quickly, as we know, for those who did brachas. So it's going to add up. So it's just good to start with the pop quizzes. This is Rabbi Avram Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.